Now it is working.
Testing, testing, testing the microphone.
See what I can. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with painter Naomi Kramer, N-A-O-M-I-E, Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R, at the Artist Studio in Oakland, California. It's March 16th. 2001. This interview is going to be a brief interview, part of a series of brief interviews on the theme of artists and models. For the record, Naomi is first an artist and only, maybe incidentally, an artist model, having had some experience in that area. So we will be focusing on that. This is, by the way, tape one, side A. But before we talk about models and maybe some of your ideas on the modeling experience or some of your experiences, I think we should get to know a little bit about you as an artist, your life in art, and a little bit about you. So I guess we should start with the really easy part, you know, where you're from, when you were born, where you were born, where you grew up, but always with kind of an eye towards, you know, how you entered in on a career. Mm-hmm.
I was born in Israel, just outside Tel Aviv. My parents were East European refugees and both met in Israel, I think in 1948. And my family emigrated from Israel when I was 8 years old, so my first years were very based in the desert landscape, the Middle East, I guess. And then, as I said, when I was eight, we moved to Brooklyn, New York, and I didn't speak a word of English, and kind of began anew. I grew up in Brooklyn. It was, you want to know about all that. But anyway, I started to do a lot of art. Around the age of 10, I became very interested in drawing and kept it up. And in high school, I had a very good teacher, a wonderful artist who really encouraged and inspired me, and actually a good friend of mine who is now the director at Exit Art in New York. So we met in high school and continued from there. When I was in high school, I went to the Brooklyn Museum for a class, a scholarship class, a life drawing class, and that was my first experience with models. And I was went to a religious school, and came from a religious Jewish background. My parents didn't know that I was taking a class with nude models. I never brought my paintings home. I remember being completely shocked at the whole experience, you know, just the way, how casual it was, and there was always this kind of subterranean excitement, at least for me, but it was all very accepted and, you know, kind of natural, and I just really loved the class. Then I went on and went to the University of Rochester, where I minored in art because I didn't really believe that, or my parents, you know, raised me to believe that art was not really a viable occupation.
So they thought of your education as preparing you for work.
Law school, medical school, yeah. You know, something, a profession.
You were to be a professional.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so I did this minor in studio arts, and I had a job as the studio monitor, so I spent hours and hours and did a lot of painting and started to work big at that time and really discovered. I worked a lot for newspaper pictures. I really was interested in the sort of shocking relationships, I guess, is how I would put it. My first real work in college was, you know, drawing from or painting from photos. One I remember specifically was one of Allen Ginsberg being arrested for obscenity, and he had his hands, you know, in cuffs, and there was some sheriff guy behind him, and so I did a painting of that. Anyway, after college, I got married right at the beginning of college, and